Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your country or wherever that you're at there, just lifting up the name of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And that's all we're trying to do. This is Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, reaching the world for Christ here in USA, United States of America. So we're just praising God. So if you want to be a part of this service today, call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. We'll put you online with us here. That's one more time, 310-742-1759. So just go ahead and call in, and we'll put you right on the line here with us. So we're going to have Timothy to sing a song here. Then we'll be getting you to obey the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm Dorothy from Uganda. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hello?
Joy and speak of joy unspeakable down inside my soul. It's running deep, it's running wide, it's running over down inside. Earthly things cannot replace this happiness I feel. It comes from Jesus Christ, a comforting soul real. Joy unspeakable down inside my soul. Oh, I've got joy unspeakable down inside my soul. It will be full. It will remain. It melts the sorrow and all pain. I will count it all for good when things are dark as night. I know He'll restore my soul with the morning light. Joy unspeakable down inside my soul. Oh, I've got joy unspeakable down inside my soul. Joy, sweet joy, joy, sweet joy, joy, sweet joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Oh, I've got joy unspeakable down inside my soul. Oh, I've got joy unspeakable down inside my soul.
I've got joy
way down inside my soul, down inside my soul.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song there. 423, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at. Wait a minute. Just a second. I ain't got you on there.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, is that you, Brother Eddie?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, okay.
Praise the Lord.
Let me get Sister Frances, Sister Dorothy on there. She's from Africa, and she's done been knocked off her about 7 or 8
yes.
times during the last few seconds or a few minutes.
Yeah, get her first. Let her go right on.
Sister Dorothy?
Can I go ahead?
Go ahead,
yes.
And tell us where you're at there.
Praise God. Yeah. Greetings from Africa and from Uganda. Lord God bless us. Today our topic is harden not your heart. It is from Psalm 78. Today we have to repent and stop sinning. Today we have to forgive people and forget. Today let us obey Jesus Christ's teaching. Let us be successful and wise after reading the Bible. Read the Bible and speak out. Your words are supposed to be blessing to others and encouraging. They should be live words from you because Jesus is life. Let us excel today because today we have been given this day to live. A question, what have you done today in this world? For example, I, Dorothy, today what I did, I have done my work. I've worked for my family. I have cooked food for my children. I have encouraged the people to respect God and trust in God. I'm now preaching to you and everyone in the whole world. But also you have to evaluate your work. What have you done in development? You have to have a personal development and other people's development. How have you encouraged them? Today is your day to have complete joy, pure heart, wisdom, faith, love, peace of mind. We praise God that everything has been done because Jesus Christ has already died for us. I like this man in the Bible. He said, in the past, I heard about Jesus, but today I have seen, in the past I heard about God, but today I have seen God myself. Not anyone else has seen God for me. It is found in Job 42, verse 5. Open and then you read. So today, you also have to say, I have seen God myself. Praise God, because today we are living to praise God. Let us praise God, all-powerful. Jesus Christ, baptize us with fire and Holy Spirit, because we need your power. I pray joy to be in heaven and on earth today to all creatures in Christ. In Christ's name, as you told us in John 14:14, that whenever we ask in your name, Jesus, we shall always receive. So today I pray for joy all over the whole world. Let God bless each and everyone listening and that one who is yet to listen. Father in heaven, help the sick people to receive healing now, because they are also your children. They want to be okay in their body and in their heart. Help the troubled people to have joy today. At least by the end of this preaching, let everyone have joy in his heart. Those people who have lost their beloved, I pray, Father, comfort them with your own word and with your own power. It is found in Matthew chapter 5. When Jesus was giving great blessings to his people, you will read later, Matthew chapter 5, God comforts everyone who is sad. So I pray for everyone who is sad, in Jesus' name, to be comforted. Those in education, I pray they should get good wisdom. So open with me, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 6. I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 4, verse 6. And we see what God talks about today. So the opportunity is still there for some to enter and enjoy God's rest. But those who first heard the good news about it did not enter because they did not obey. But let us obey so that we can enter eternal life. God was talking about those people on Noah's Ark. But for us who are today, letters of day and we enter eternal life. Because I know Jesus is now preparing our seat in heaven. On number 7, so God planned another special day. It is called today. God planned another special day, and the day is called today. He spoke about that day through David. A long time later, using the word we quoted before. If you hear God's voice today, don't be stubborn. So today, let everyone be clear with Jesus. Let us, all of us, be happy with our God. Today and tomorrow, every day is called today. Tomorrow is not yet done, and yesterday is gone. But every day we are in is today. So let us excel in today. Father in heaven, Holy Spirit, power, yes, join everyone listening. My prayer is, I pray Jesus Christ to feel the power. I pray to you, person, you who is listening, and I, to feel Jesus, to feel the power coming out of him. As the other lady, there were very many people, as today we are now very many, listening on the word of God. But only one lady touched Jesus, and Jesus said, there is one person who has touched me. Then the disciples said, but Master, we are very many. Why do you say one person? But he was meaning that lady who touched him and was bleeding, and then he had stopped bleeding. My request to you and me, let you be the one to touch Jesus Christ today and receive the healing and receive what you wanted, the long-awaited miracle. You receive it today because it's you alone to touch Jesus. Job said himself that in the past, I used to hear about Jesus. I used to hear about God. But today, I have seen God myself. Also, you
nice
say
Lord.
To yourself, praise the Lord. Also, you say, I want to see God myself. Don't be in a group, but be yourself alone. Because I have seen many people in the Bible. They go to God alone. David went to the temple alone and prayed to God. God came down on a cloud. Cana went to the temple alone, prayed to God, to manage to get Prophet Samuel. Even when you pray to God, he's hearing you. We are his people. We are his children. We are his creature. We are his friends. God loves to hear from you. God loves to hear from you and me. Also, open your mouth and tell God, Father, I want this. I want a child. I want a husband. I want a wife. I want good job. I want good education. I want to preach the word to all nations. Pray you yourself. I know God is ready to hear you. That's why he says, it is today when the Lord is saying, I want to hear something out of you. Because who knows? Some people may be going to die tomorrow, others the other day. But who knows when Jesus will come back? Maybe he can come back. He can come back tonight. But should also be prepared for each and everything.
Them dogs got flea.
Yep.
Better get them back.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Praise Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Great blessings. Amen. Great blessings to the presenters, those listening, and the one who will listen after our presentation. In Jesus' name, I pray. Father in heaven, we pray that your kingdom will come down and do what you want us to do on earth as it is done in heaven. Forgive us our sins. Wash away our sins with the blood of Jesus. Lord God, we want to be pure and we want to make you happy. Musa said, teach me your ways, Lord. Teach us your ways, Lord God, such that we can know the right and the wrong, and we can stand in your ways. Then we can make our God happy. Thank you, God. For we want each and everyone listening, and those people who are yet to listen on our presentation, we want to have 100% joy. Because Jesus said, I have come for each and everyone to be completely happy, 100% joy on this world, and 100% in heaven. Jesus has done his work, and he has already completed. But me and you, we have to see, what did Jesus want us to do? Me, what I think, he wanted us to repent, and don't repeat the sin, then teach others not to sin again. I think that can please God. Because one time the people of Nineveh, they had sinned against God. But the king said, let each and everyone stop sinning. Maybe God will change his anger and doesn't destroy us. And it is good. God had planned to destroy those people in 40 days. But after they repented, God is so good, kind and merciful. He forgave them and did not destroy them. Let us also, who are troubled, repent and we stop sinning. Maybe God will change his anger against our lives. As I told you, it is an individual who will stand on the judgment day. Your mother will not stand. Your father will not stand for you. But you yourself alone. Even your wife will not stand for you. So are your husband. But I will stand before Jesus. You will stand before Jesus and give accountability. God is good and good all the time. Tell others not to sin and spread the good news about Jesus Christ to all nations. Romans chapter 10 and verse 4. God extended the law so that everyone who believes in him is made right with God. He was found in Romans chapter 10 verse 4. You will read, you can quote. Today after repenting, here is your great joy. No more sickness, no more troubles in your life. Because in Isaiah 53, Jesus said, he went to suffer because of me and you. Open with me Isaiah 53 from 4 to 5. Isaiah 53 verse 4 to 5. The fact is, it was our suffering he took on himself. Hear this. The fact is, it was my suffering and your suffering. So if you get to know this in your mind, then you are not supposed to have any trouble. The fact is, it was our suffering he took on himself. At one Jesus Christ, he bore our pain. So the pain you have now, I am assuring you, it was borne by Jesus. And you're not supposed to have it. Just have faith in your life and say, Jesus, I have known today that I don't want to have that pain because you have already bought it for me. I have to be free. But we thought that God was punishing him. No, God was not punishing Jesus. That God was beating him for something he did. Jesus did not do anything wrong. But me and you, we are the one who did something wrong. That's why we need to always repent. May I always repent using Psalms 51. When you read Psalms 51, it gives you a clear picture of the way how somebody can repent. Because after repenting, it tells you, repent, stop sinning, but tell others not to sin. And then after that, God removing all those problems. You have to go to church where there are many people and testify for the Lord. That after repenting, God came down and has given me freedom, and then I'm okay. That's where I find a testimony. Somebody testifies for the Lord that it's good. Jesus has forgiven me, has washed me with the blood of Jesus. I'm now okay. Let me read 5. But he was being punished for what we did. He was crushed because of our guilt. He took the punishment we deserved. And this brought us peace. Great. We were healed because of his pain. Hear this. We were healed because of his pain. So you, my fellow person, let us have faith, trust in God, and respect him. Everything has already been completed. My attempt to preach the word of God has been said before. Your word to speak to people has been already cleared before. What you have to do is read the Bible, get to know your rights, and know where to start. Now, if any person is sick, you prove this and test the power of the living God. Read Psalms 51, 1 to the end, and you read Isaiah 53, 1 to the end. You need your complete reading it out. Read and speak out as I'm speaking out. God will have cleared all the problems and the sickness, and then your joy of 100% will just be beginning in Jesus' name. As I have just told you, let us repent and stop sin and tell others about Jesus Christ. Bible is a real life-giving word. My pastor, Robert Kayanja, always says, I found the Bible alive. That is the quotation of my pastor, is Pastor Robert Kayanja, that I found the Bible alive. And whenever I think of that, I feel joy in my heart. The Bible is alive. Great power from heaven is joining us now. Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, thank you for this great love. Our Father in heaven, we really thank you because you love us. You love us so much. We are all children. Let each and everyone, wherever you are, just say thank you, Father, for the great love you have given us. If it wasn't my God, could I talk to you now? I couldn't. If Jesus did not die for me, I could not be able to speak for his word. But because of Jesus, now people know me. I thank Jesus. He has done great work in my life, and he has done great work in your life. And everyone in the whole world is glorifying Jesus. Let us thank Jesus, the Nazareth, from Nazareth, from Israel, the son of David, who awaited to receive the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Now your body, your heart, your mouth belong to God because you are God's home. Your body, your heart, your mouth, your words, they belong to God because you are God's home now. Confirm this by reading with me. Open with me John chapter 14, 23, verse 23. John 14, 23. I have one hand open. John, God will help me. John 14, yes, God is good. John 14, 23. We are all there. Jesus answered, all who love me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them. My Father and I will come to them and live with them. You hear this? When we obey God's teaching, Jesus himself and the Father, who is our God, will come and live with us. Great. Let us obey God and he lives in us. Today I'm confident in my heart that God is with me. Also, you are confident in your heart. When you go in plane, God is there. When you travel along the waters, God is there. When you are in the car, God is there. When you go to deliver a baby, God is there. We just say, God, help us. You promised us that you will always be with us. I thank God and I love you, God. That's why in all my heart, I feel joy. You know, this is expected from you and me. Great wisdom. Remember Solomon said, Father, I don't have the wisdom to rule these people. Like me, we can say, Father, I don't have the wisdom to preach your word. So each and everyone, whatever you are asking, whatever you are doing, I can say you can have a humble prayer like that one of Solomon. He said to God, my Father, I don't have the wisdom to rule these people and judge them. And there are too many. Father in heaven, help me to give me the wisdom. God is so good. When Solomon asked for wisdom, for the great wisdom, God even gave out the riches. You and me, let us also ask God to give us the wisdom. Can I tell you my testimony about wisdom? As young as I was in 1987, I was very dull in class. Then when Pastor Robert Kayanja came in and said on crusade, he asked people who wants to receive salvation. As young as I was, around 12 years, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior. My father had the money, my mother had the money, but they had enough power to give me the wisdom to perform well in class. I thank God that after receiving Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, I started reading books when I'm understanding them. I started reading the Bible when I'm understanding it. God has given me wisdom for the education, and God has given me wisdom for reading and interpreting the Bible. Unless you tell God, give me the wisdom of reading and interpret the Bible. You can read the Bible and fail to understand. But when God gives you that great wisdom, that is the Holy Spirit, which was on David, the Holy Spirit, which we were promised. Last time I said, it is our right, all of us, to receive the helper. That is the Holy Spirit. Because even the disciples were told, you people, don't go out until you receive that great power. When the disciples received the great power of the Holy Spirit, then after they said they could not fear anything, they managed to travel in the whole world preaching the word of God because of that great power. My friend, my mother, my sister, my child, you need that great power, that is the Holy Spirit, to do things well and to become great. God himself came to Joshua and told him, today I will always be with you. I will never leave you. Joshua managed to travel with the people of his land because he had that power, that great power, that power, the Holy Spirit, that Christ's power. When you have Christ in you, my friend, you will never fear anything. Moses said, it is better for me to leave King Pharaoh with all of his riches. Moses had to leave that king and go to suffer with the Pharaoh Israelites because of that power. He said, no, I'd rather go out and suffer with my friends, with my sisters and brothers, and then I inherit heaven rather than being here whereby I will go to hell. With that great power, it will help you to know what you want. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord there, sister. Hey, sister.
Help people.
Sister Dorothy.
Help people to develop. Yes, sir.
We're going to let someone else come in there and minister a little while. We sure do appreciate you, and we love you, and we want you to come back on next week with us, sir.
Okay.
You can just stand by and listen there if you want to. If you can, just stay on the line there and listen to everybody there.
I'm on the line. I'm on the line.
Okay.
Okay. God bless you, and we'll talk to you later then. Brother Eddie?
Yes.
Go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for being on this broadcast tonight, and I thank the Lord for that sister from Africa. And, you know, there's nothing any greater than preaching the Word of God. In fact, Jesus told the apostles to go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And I thank God tonight for the opportunity to be able to stand, or in this case to sit, to preach the gospel. And I know there's people listening around the world, and I don't know just how many countries this goes into, and I don't know how many people that it's reaching, but I know that it's reaching a great number of people, and I thank God for each one that's listening in tonight. And I just thank God for all that he's done and all that he's doing now and all that he's going to do. And I thank God for his faithfulness. And I want to read a little bit out of the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews, and starting in verse 5, and said, "And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing
of the hope firm unto the end. And verse 7 says, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you hear his voice, he said, harden not your heart as in the provocation in the day of temptation.
Amen.
In the wilderness. And brother, I was thinking today, I was thinking when I was reading this about where that God had brought the children of Israel out of Egypt and brought them out of Egypt through mighty miracles and the great power of God. And brother, when he brought them out, hey, they went through the wilderness. They went across the Red Sea, and Pharaoh brought his army and was going to take them back into captivity, and they came up to the Red Sea, and they couldn't go back because there was Pharaoh's army behind them, and they couldn't go forward, but there was the Red Sea in front of them. But, you know, God told Moses, fell down and begin to call on the Lord, and God told him to stand up, and he said to stretch your hand out, your arm and your rod, stretch it out over the sea. Brother, and he got up, and he told the people, he said, you shall see the salvation of the Lord. Brother, I want you to know that he stretched his hand and his that rod out over the Red Sea. And brother, the Bible said there was an east wind, I believe it was, began to blow, and it blew all night long. And brother, the next morning, they began to go across on dry land. God split that Red Sea, and brother, he dried the bottom of it out, that they went across on dry land. Brother, when they got over to the other side, God told Moses, he said to raise it up and to close it back. And Moses raised the rod up, and he closed it over. And there was Pharaoh's army in the bottom of the Red Sea, and they were drowned in it. But I'm trying to get there. Brother, I'll tell you today, they began to sing the song of Moses. Brother, but they went on out. Anyway, over a short span of time, they came up to the land that God had promised them. And brother, he told them, I'm going to give you a land flowing with milk and honey. And brother, God told Moses to choose him out 12 men, one out of every tribe, to go in and spy out the land. God had done told them, he had given it to them. And brother, they went on out there, them 12 did, and they went into Jericho, and they was hid there. And when they looked over the land for 40 days, they looked over the land, brother, and they came back, and they carried a pot of grapes. It was so big that two of them had to carry it on a stick between them. And brother, they brought them back and said, surely we found this land that was surely a land flowing with milk and honey. But they put in the word but or except. Brother, they said they was giants in the land. Brother, they was bringing doubt unto the people. Brother, that God had done told Moses, he said it was a land flowing with milk and honey. I've given it to you. And they were 10 spies. Brother, they brought down on that. They said we were as grasshoppers in their sight. Brother, and Joshua, Caleb, I don't remember which one, but one of them said, the Lord, we need to go in and take the land because the Lord, he's given it to us. Brother, and I want you to know tonight, they didn't doubt, but they brought a good testimony. But nevertheless, the people believed the 10, and God told them, he said, all right. He said, you won't receive it. Brother, for every day that they was in the land, you'll wander a year. A year for a day, you'll wander in the wilderness. And they talk about their children, and God said, I'll take it away every man, forever adult from 20 years old and upward. He said, they'll die, but I'll take it and I'll give it to your children. Brother, they rebelled against God, and that's what I think about whenever he said, harden not your heart as in the provocation. temptation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Oh, listen to me tonight. God is looking for a people who will hear him, a brother who will hear him, and who will do the things that he wants done. God's looking for people today, a brother that won't rebel against him. Not only that, but brother, if we begin to rebel against God, we'll get ourselves into trouble. Brother, I remember a song that used to be sung a whole lot. It said, sin will take you farther than you want to go, and it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. Brother, and that's true tonight. Brother, there'll be people that live for God, and they'll turn their back on God, and they'll refuse to do what he wants them to do. Brother, and they'll backslide and go back into the things of the world. Brother, and things will be worse for them after they go back into the world than it was before they ever got saved. The Bible said, brother, whenever the unclean spirit goes out of the man, he walks through dark places seeking rest and finding none. And then saith he, I'll go back and return to my house from which I came out. And he said he'll go and he'll find that house swept and garnished. And then it said, then he'll go in and he'll bring seven more spirits in, and they'll enter into that house. And that man is worse off than he was in the beginning. Folks, I want you to know today, God wants to bless his people today, for them that will hear him, for them that will follow him and do the thing that he have them to do. I want you to know tonight, brother, God is worthy to be praised tonight. He's worthy to listen to. I remember in the book of Revelation, the Bible said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said. Brother, God, I don't want us to rebel against him. Oh, let me tell you tonight how sweet it is tonight to serve God. How sweet it is to have God alive in our life, to have Jesus Christ. Brother, the Bible said, if we have not the Spirit of Christ, then we're none of his. Oh, but I want tonight, brother, the Christ, the Spirit of Christ come into my life one time back yonder. And brother, I want you to know, brother, he has kept me. He has helped me. Brother, he has led me and guided me. Brother, until the day that I'm right now that I'm on this phone, and I'll tell you tonight, brother, he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. But brother, he'll speak to our hearts, and he'll help us. The Bible says, talking about the Spirit of God, that he helps our infirmities. For when we know not how to pray, he'll pray for us. And brother, with groanings which cannot be uttered, brother, I want you to know tonight, he said, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. He said in verse 9, when your fathers tempted me, proved me and saw my works for 40 years. Brother, God kept them in the wilderness. What he was calling the wilderness, we call it desert. Brother, he wasn't in the mountains where fruit grows on trees. He wasn't in the mountains where there's springs of water, but they were in the desert. Brother, and it took the power of God, brother, to keep them. And they saw this, but yet even that, after seeing God move and seeing God work, brother, they still refused to be led by him. They got to a place, and brother, God told Moses, he said, come. Mountain. Brother, and Moses went up there, and he left Aaron in charge. And brother, he was up there, and down in the camp, they began to question, where is this Moses? Brother, he said, we ought to have stayed back yonder in Egypt. Brother, and they wanted Aaron to build a chariot for them, an idol. hell if you would. And Aaron told them to gather all their gold, their earrings and things up, and he melted it down, and they built an idol. And one of it was some of them said, "These are thy gods." Oh, let me tell you today, there's one God tonight. He's a true, he's a living God. We worship God in spirit and in truth. Brother, we're saved by the grace of God through faith. And brother, I want you to know, when we believe on Jesus Christ, the only living Son of God, brother, the only begotten Son of God, brother, the Bible said, if we believe in our heart and confess it with our mouth, we shall be saved. Brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, we don't have to turn our back on God. The Bible said that he wouldn't allow any temptation to come upon you that you're not able to bear. And with the temptation, he'd make a way of escape that we might be able to bear it. Brother, God will not let anything come against you that you can't bear tonight. Brother, it don't matter where you're at. I know there's places in the world today they're having it worse than they are. I'm talking about Christians tonight. They're having it worse than Christians in other places. But brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, God is with them just like he is with us. Just like Sister Dorothy right now is in Uganda, Africa, and Louis here in Tennessee. And brother, I want you to know the same God that I'm preaching about tonight is right there where she's at. And brother, I want you to know it don't matter where you live at tonight. I mean, the Bible said that the heavens cannot contain the presence of God. Brother, I want you to know tonight that all we have to do when we get into trouble, when the enemy begins to stand up against us, all we got to do is call on his name. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, God will hear you when you pray in faith, believing. Brother, the Bible said in the 11th chapter of Hebrews and the 6th verse, it said, "But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." I mean, God tonight will reward you for your faithfulness. God tonight will reward you, brother, for walking on board. And brother, the time here will come down one of these days, brother, to the end of our lives. And brother, we'll come, and death will come, and the death will take our souls from our body. And bless God, he will take us to the place, that great, magnificent, unspeakable, beautiful place that God has got prepared for them that's ready to meet him. And I thank God tonight, brother, that we have hope. The Bible says if we had hope in this life only, we'd be above most men, all men most miserable. But brother, my hope is not in this life. My hope is in Jesus Christ. My hope is resting in him who's going to prepare that place. And when the time comes that Brother Eddie, brother, lays down and gives up the ghost, that he'll be there, and he will take me and go into that eternal city over yonder that he's prepared for us. Praise God tonight. If you can't say that, brother, you need, like this sister said more than once, you need to repent, and you need to turn to the Lord, and you need to call on him, ask him to forgive you, to cleanse you, brother, and bring you back into the family of God. Oh, it's contrary to mine. Brother, he said, "Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in my heart. They have not known my ways." And I thought about these Israelites out there. God had shown himself to these people, his people. He showed them miracles. And brother, I want you to know, they still didn't know his ways, but they turned and they rebelled. And brother, I want you to know when they come to our hard place that they couldn't do nothing about it. Brother, they would turn to God. And brother, they'd begin to call on his name. And brother, God would answer them. The Bible said they wandered for 40 years. Brother, and God, he rained manna on them. They called it angel's food from out of heaven. 6 days a week they'd go out and they would gather it up and they would eat it. On the sixth day, brother, they would gather twice as much as any other day. But you know what? God expected them to rest on the Sabbath day, and therefore he didn't rain manna on them on the Sabbath day. But bless God, he gave them twice as much on the sixth day to do them the sixth day and to do them the seventh day. And I want you to know today, after that, they called on God. They wanted meat, and brother, God sent quail to them, to the pool. He said, you want quail? I'll give you quail until it burns out your nostrils. And brother, I want you to know, brother, they was a lot of them. They done that for lust. They was lusting after these things. Oh, listen to me tonight. Don't be like these people out there. Hear the voice of God and turn them back on it and not listen to him. Oh, listen to me. There's great reward tonight and doing what the Spirit of God would have you to do. Brother, when he calls, it pays to lend an ear and listen to him. And then when he gets through talking to you, brother, you need to be about doing that. Brother, there's great reward in doing that. There's strength in doing that. There's faith building, brother, in doing that. And there's a lot of people who pray and say, God, give me, make me humble. But the Bible says temptation. It says that tribulation worketh patience. So don't ask God for patience, but be patient. And God, he'll add to you that patience, brother. And God will bless you. He said in Matthew 6:33, he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And he said, all of these other things shall be added unto you. Brother, God wants to bless you tonight. God wants to minister to you tonight. And brother, all you've got to do is lend an ear to him. And brother, read your Bible, because what the Spirit of God does and the way God deals with you, it'll be according to the Word of God. And brother, God will bless you. He'll be with you. He'll minister to you. He'll help you in all that you go to do. He'll strengthen you. He'll cause you to stand when you don't think you can. He'll cause you to stand and to be able to live for him. You might say, I don't know how to live a Christian life. You may not, but Jesus does. And brother, if you let Jesus have his way in your life and you let him live his life in you, he'll manifest himself in you. He'll live his life in you. He'll cause you to walk in a Christian walk and cause you to have a Christian thought and cause you to walk in the pathway that God would have you to walk in. Praise the Lord tonight again. I'm glad to be on here, brother. I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you giving me this opportunity. I'll turn this back over to you. Let somebody else go ahead and obey the Lord, brother. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name tonight, Lord. Amen.
Appreciate you there, Brother Eddie. Appreciate the wonderful words there. 770, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Sister Robin Gresham from Thomaston, Georgia.
Oh, okay. Well, let me find out who this sudden is right here. 513.
Okay.
513, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at. Okay. Sister Robin, just go ahead and obey the Lord.
Okay. The Lord spoke with me, and it's a lot like Brother Eddie's. I'm in Exodus 17. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord and said, what shall I do unto this people? They be all ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people and take with thee of the elders of Israel and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and there shalt thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? They had traveled from the wilderness into a place the Lord had commanded them, which was Rephidim, and in that place there was no water. They began to blame or rebuke Moses, and it says they tempted God. Deuteronomy 6:16 says, you shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massah. Philippians 2:14 says, do all things without murmuring and disputing. And
amen.
Numbers 20:12-13 says, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because you believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because of the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. And I got to looking at this. Massah stands for temptation, and Meribah stands for strife. They began to murmur against Moses. They were complaining about everything. They strove with the Lord and his commandments. Their hearts were hardened. They couldn't hear the voice of God, neither did they want to. They were in disobedience. They were in unbelief. And then I went to Psalms 95. It says, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest. And I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, Sister Robin. I'm on 513. Come in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, Brother Yearwood. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, this is Brother Green.
Okay. I'm going to help him to sing a couple songs here, then we'll get you in there to obey the Lord, Brother.
Okay.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's see. 770-584, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at. Okay. Brother John?
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering if you got in there. We're going to have Tim sing a couple songs, and we'll get Brother Green him to obey the Lord, then we'll get you in there then.
All right, that'd be fine. Thank you.
Okay.
I have not forgotten God's only begotten and the price that he paid for my sins. I must not forget, joy not regret, he died on the cross for me. Lord, I have not forgotten Jesus, only begotten. I'm lost without hope,
lost without hope.
And the Lord saved my soul. I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten. He was bruised and afflicted, as the prophet predicted, despised and rejected of me. But in his agony, there was ransom for me. His blood brought me joy without end. Lord, I have not forgotten Jesus, only begotten. I'm I have not forgotten. I walk in the blood, His crimson blood. I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten.
Yeah.
say what it's all about. You see Jesus consecrated with healing in his wings. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, he lives inside of me. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I now have liberty. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I walk in victory. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, he lives inside of me. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I now have liberty. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, 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 I walk in victory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful singing there. Appreciate Tim singing them two songs. They're wonderful songs. 806, come in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is W.L. Scott from Borger, Texas. The Grace of God Prison Ministry, and I have a radio program on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, brother. We sure do appreciate you calling in there. Just hang in here, and we've got a couple other ministers there in front of you there, and we'll put you right on there.
Okay.
Just hang in here with us.
Thank
you. Brother Green?
Yeah, Brother Ewan, right here.
Go ahead and
okay,
nobody will
yeah, it's good to be on your program tonight. I thank God that I'm saved and I'm serving the Lord. And I tell you, it's no time for us to quit. It's time just to take up the cross and keep following Christ. And, you know, they turn back in their hearts sometimes, people do. But, you know, we need to continue on and serve the Lord no matter what might come our way. We need to serve God, and we need to keep fighting the good fight of faith and standing in the gap and making up the hedge, because it's gonna pay someday for us to hold on, and there's going to be a reward down the road somewhere, and we're going to meet the Lord at some point in time. And, you know, we go through the – I was over at the cemetery the other day, and just walking through the cemetery and looking at some of the graves and the gravestones, and, you know, they have when they was born, when they died, and, you know, you see all different ages, and people are leaving this world, and many of them, you know, you wonder if they made it or not, but we don't really know. But I'll tell you what, the Bible tells us that it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And that's in Hebrews 9:27, and verse 28 says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And he took our sins in his own body on that cross, that we could have eternal life, that we could be victorious in this great fight of faith. And, you know, it's a fight of faith. The Bible tells us that it is, that we should fight the good fight of faith. And if it wasn't a fight, then he wouldn't have said that it was. But we're earnestly contending tonight for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. We're holding on to that which was delivered. And I'll tell you, there's many many false prophets today out in the world. The Bible said in the last days that many will depart from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And, you know, we're living in that day. Of course, we're closer to the end tonight than we've ever been. We've never been this close to the coming of Christ, and I tell you, it will pay us to hold on just a little bit longer, to hold on to the nail-scarred hand of Jesus, because I tell you, it'll pay, and I don't want to grow weary in well-doing, because I don't want to lose what I've got, and I have tonight eternal life abiding in me. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's many tonight that, like I say, are perishing, and many are falling away. The Bible tells us in 2 Thessalonians that there will be a great falling away before our gathering together unto him. The Bible tells us there in 2 Thessalonians, Paul the Apostle said not to be shaken and not to, praise God. We're getting some kind of interference, sounds like, but I don't know where it's coming from. Praise God. I'm on a new phone here, and I don't know how to work this thing. I hope I'm coming through. Are you hearing me, Brother Yearwood?
Yeah, you're coming through.
Praise God. Okay, praise God. We're over here at my daughter's house, and Joanna's up to her elbows and beets, and they're trying to can, and she's trying to help my daughter get things canned out of their garden, and they're getting behind on it. But I tell you, it's time to, even though when we store up stuff in the natural, it's time to store up in the spiritual. It's time to lay up things, you know, so that we can fall back on that. It's time to pray, and it's time to read and to study our Bibles. It's time to fast, and it's time to go out into the highways and the hedges, compel them to come into the house of God, come in that they might be saved. And I'll tell you, but we're speaking tonight, as far as I know, the subject is on harden not your heart. And I heard a little bit there tonight, Brother Eddie Bolton was preaching real good, and I don't want to harden my heart. I want to stay true to God, and I want to continue to believe. You know, that's what the thing that went wrong with the Israelites is what they did in the wilderness, and they complained, and they wanted to go back to Egypt, but I never wanted to go back. Once that I found salvation, the Lord found me and saved me, I never wanted to go back to that sin that I was in. I never wanted to go back to the condition that I was in before that I got saved. But the Lord saved me and brought me out of that stuff I was doing. And that stuff that I was doing was killing me. And I tell you what, if I was to harden my heart and go back, there'd probably be no hope for me. But the Bible tells us not to do that, and we're not to turn away from this great salvation. I was reading there a while ago. I think it's in chapter 4 of Hebrews, and I don't know how much has been already covered. But in chapter 4 and verse 1 says, "Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." Praise God. So he was talking about Israel, how that Israel had heard the word. They had the word preached to them, and it was not mixed with faith. They had doubt. They had unbelief. They saw the mighty works of God, and yet they did not hold on. And when it came down to the time that God wanted them to go into the promised land, they went into that land. They began to spy out that land, and there's probably been somebody spoke on this maybe tonight. I don't know. We couldn't get in on our radio or telephone, so we had to borrow my daughter's. I've never used it. Don't know much about it, but I'm telling you tonight that the Israelites hardened their heart, and they turned back, and they wanted to go back to Egypt, and they said, "Let us make a captain and go back to Egypt." And they also said, "We should have died in the wilderness." And you know what? That's where they died. They got just what they said. And I tell you, it'll pay you and I to say the right things. It'll pay us to have the right conversation. And it'll pay that we form our words to be words of faith and not words of doubt. And the Bible tells us not to be of a doubtful mind, but to be fully persuaded. You know, Abraham was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. And that's what we need to be tonight, church. We need to be fully persuaded. I'm not turning back and going back to where I was, because the place I was a place of death. The place that I was before I came to Christ, I was headed down the broad road to destruction, and I was headed to a lake of fire. I was headed to eternal damnation, to a place where there's no exit, a place where the rich man ended up one day, praise God. He did not help the poor man Lazarus, but they laid that man at his gate full of sores, and he would not so much as give him any crumbs or anything that came from his table. And the Bible said the dogs came and licked his sores, praise God. But when that beggar died, he went to a better place. He went to the Abraham's bosom, to a place where there would be no more hunger and there'd be no more sickness. And that's that place had been moved out of the heart of the earth, and it's in heaven today. And if you go by the way of the grave, but if you're a Christian and you go by that grave, I tell you, you'll have not have to worry anymore about who's gonna take care of you and if anybody's gonna help you out or anything like that. But if you die in the faith and you die in Christ, you'll never have to worry. Praise God! But you'll have eternal life. And I tell you what, it's good to be a Christian tonight. I wouldn't trade this for anything that the world has to offer, because these things that the world has is going to fade away someday. And I tell you, only what we do for Christ will be what will last. And I'm not going to say too much tonight, Brother Yearwood. I don't know how many callers you got, but I'm thankful to be able to speak a little bit here tonight. And let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Praise God, because I tell you, we can miss it. We can miss it, church, if we start just living any old which way we want to. That's what Israel did. They just started doing whatever they wanted to do, and they complained and they murmured and they spoke against Moses, and they tried to get him a different leader and take him back into Egypt. But hey, let's not go back, but let's go forward. Let's go, and let's be like Caleb, and let's be like Joshua. And they said, we're more than able to take the land, and we can do it. But the rest of them said, no, we can't. Said, we're just grasshoppers in the sight of these giants. And they looked at themselves as being too small. Praise God. They looked at themselves as not being able to make it in. But I tell you, we can make it in. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. And I tell you what, he is our high tower tonight. He's our fortress. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And if we will abide in him, I tell you, we can make it. Praise God. I'm on my way to heaven, and the journey's getting sweeter every day. I tell you, I may have difficulties, but when I get in the house of God and I begin to think about what the Lord has done for me, I tell you, I get joy, joy, joy down in my soul, and I get happy, praise God, because I know that I'm going to a better place and I'm not turning back, but I'm holding on to that unchanging hand, and I'm not slowing down, I'm not slacking up, but I'm looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. And it's good to be with you, Brother Yearwood, tonight. I'll turn it back to you. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate you there, Brother Green. Appreciate your words across there. We've had 11 call-ins there tonight, Brother Green. 435, where you're at.
Hello, Brother Yearwood. This is Brother Charles from Tooele, Utah. And I'm a little late getting in tonight, but here I am.
Okay, praise the Lord. Well, we've got a couple other here. Brothers there, and we'll get you in there if we got time, our brother.
For sure. I appreciate it.
We sure do appreciate you calling in.
Even if I don't speak, I sure enjoyed listening. I just got in on the last caller, and it blessed me. So they always do.
Yeah, okay. Praise the Lord. We're glad you called in there. We're speaking tonight on Harden Not Your Heart. So that brother that called in there from Texas at 806, come back in there and tell us your name again, please, sir.
Yes, I'm W.L. Stutz of the Grace of God Prison Ministry, and we have a radio program on Blog Talk Radio. And we're glad to be here. God is truly blessed, and I just love him. And, you know, according to Matthew 5:20, Jesus says that your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. You shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the righteousness that they were rejecting was Jesus Christ. Paul said, my heart's desire for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record, they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge, going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted unto the righteousness of Christ, of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. So the righteousness that God has given us through Jesus Christ, the Bible teaches us that he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And I thank God today for Jesus Christ. Without
Amen.
Him, I would be nothing. And like the other brother said, I burn all those bridges behind me. I don't have anywhere else to go but to Jesus
Amen.
Christ. The Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So serving God is good. It's sweet. I love it. And like I said, I don't have anywhere else to go because I burn all those bridges. There's nowhere
Amen.
To go but the things of God. And I just want to thank you for letting us have this word. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. So you got a prison ministry out there?
Yes, I do. Grace of God Prison Ministry. We have about 300 services a year. And we do our radio ministry Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and on Sundays.
Okay, well, send me a link to your Blog Talk Radio at
LloydYearwood.com. Go on there in that podcast on Real Truth, and you can get some on there.
Okay. All right.
You're
we sure do appreciate you. Glad you called in. Call in anytime and be with us. Brother John,
thank you, sir.
Okay, we appreciate you and love you, brother. Brother John, go
love
ahead
you.
And obey the Lord.
Well, go ahead and let Brother Charles go, Brother Gilwood.
Okay, Brother Charles?
Yes.
Go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
Okay, I just had the phone on speaker because I was writing as I listened to the other brother. I've got a little bit of an outline here on the subject today, the hardening of the heart. The text would be in Psalm 95:8-10. And I put paper clips in here so I can find things fast, but I don't know.
Amen.
I'll get there. Please, sorry about that. Psalm 95:8-10 reads, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it's a people that do err in their heart, and they have not always, and they have not known my ways. This verse is also repeated in the New Testament. Hebrews 3:7-8 reads, today if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Zechariah 7:12 reads, a hard stone, yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone. This can happen processed over a period of years with people. I once read, I can't really quote the statistic, but it gets harder as the years, the best years, and God can save anybody at any time. I know that, I understand that, but statistically speaking, the older the person gets, the harder it becomes to get through. And the Lord, he doesn't cease trying, but it just, something, that's why a person, when they're young, the younger the better. You can't be too young to come to the Lord. I don't believe that. You can be too young to come to the Lord at all. But there's hardening that happens when, as people continue into sin, their heart can become calloused and hard to it. The reason that a heart becomes hardened is, number one, sin. Hebrews 3:13 tells us to exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Number two, be resisting the Holy Spirit. Acts 7:51 reads, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. Number three, rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. John 12:48, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. I've heard, probably some of you have actually witnessed to it, but I've heard of men in the community that reached the age, elderly age, 82, and died, was not saved. At his funeral, his neighbor said that he could remember him when he was young and under such strong Holy Spirit conviction that he would weep and tremble during the invitation hymn. He said that after many years, he noticed that the gospel preaching didn't bother him anymore. His heart was hardened. So it's never a good idea, never at all, to run from that spirit, that quickening spirit that calls one to repentance. And if you're a child of God already and you come into sin, it's very, very imperative and important to quickly repent and get back on the path, because you don't know the hardening. And of course, as a believer, a person can become reprobate in their hearts too. It's very dangerous to resist the Holy Spirit. I don't understand. I've done it at times myself, but I don't even understand why that would happen. I know the enemy's working too, but I think Paul states it real well. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? So great a salvation. The results for the hardened heart is one becomes insensitive to the word of God. And then it becomes just easier and easier to reject the Lord. The sinner gets less and less concerned about his lost condition. And it's the point, I remember once, and I don't know that this my prayer is that this was I was a young Christian at the time, and I remember the Lord would the biggest buzzword that among my generation seemed to be when you see somebody, what's happening? Well, as a Christian, I didn't even think about it. He said, what's happening? I said, Jesus, if you let him. And his answer to me was, I won't let him. And I don't remember following up or trying, you know, doing anything. I don't think we had too much time together at that place, but I've often wondered, you know, if apparently I feel like he was aware. He's heard preaching, probably been to church, but his words were direct to me. I won't let him. And I said, oh, Lord, change his mind.
Amen.
But he's walking dangerous ground with God. The remedy that we can have for the hardened heart, if they hear the gospel, we must never cease to preach the gospel, because God knows the point where the heart, where it's beyond, where he's not getting through. He's long-suffering. The Bible states that while we were yet sinners, he loved us.
Yes, amen.
Heeding the Spirit's call, when it will feel that stillness. Of course, we have a lot of examples, and my prayer that at some point in time, with the Holy Spirit wooing, that this individual moved too. But I remember in a service, I was going to a particular denomination that pretty strong on their denomination, and but not the pastor. The pastor, I always remember that he told me to go where the Lord lead me. I was in the Air Force when I got saved. I was stationed in Lucan, Arizona. But I'll never forget Pastor Price when I was reassigned to Hawaii. He says, it doesn't have to have the name Church of God on the door. You go where God sends you. And I just always thought that was... So anyway, back to this example, though. So anyway, they had a guest speaker, and I knew that this, you're not a guest speaker, is like a district overseer or something. And I know if his, he's a good, you know, a good speaker, I don't doubt his salvation or anything like that, but he seemed to press for the denomination, Church of God, you know. He just seemed to would press that, and I thought, I had invited a friend from the Air Force to come, and he said he would. And so my mind, this is how we forget about God and how, you know, this is God dealing here. If it was you, Lord help us all. But anyway, I kept thinking, no, nothing's going to happen here. This guy's going to turn him off, pressing about Church of God doctrines and Church of God denominations. Well, when they gave the altar call, this man that I invited was the first one down there. He just, like, ran down there. And like I said, I believe in such a spirit that pulled him down that quick wouldn't let go of him that easy either. You know, God would be on him. But I did know that his wife was Jewish, and Orthodox Jewish. And I think, I don't know the full story of it, but he didn't return. When I seen him at work and that, he didn't want to talk about it. But my prayer is that at some point with that strong of a move that not only he but his wife also are saved. So hearing the gospel message, that's very important, and heeding the call of that spirit. Out there who's listening, if you don't know Jesus, don't resist that. That you know, you'll know his feeling through the through a message. It could be through a song. It could be through a word from a Christian friend. That it could be something on the radio. You will feel that spirit, and please don't turn away. Heed that call. Don't put salvation off for one more moment. If you're out listening now, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Don't quit listening without giving your heart to Jesus. receive him as your Savior. God will give you a new heart. Ezekiel 36:26, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. God loves you, my friends out there. And my prayer is don't wait another millisecond to receive him as your personal Savior. And I'll turn this back over to Pastor Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, brother. You've done a great job there. So, Brother John, go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Praise the Lord. I appreciate it. Well, you know, I praise the Lord, amen, for the opportunity to be able to speak his word, amen. We are talking about hardening the heart, a heart that's rendered into a place of stubbornness, a heart that's rendered into a place of rebellion. And as Brother Green and this other brother from Texas and Brother Charles from Utah, as they were speaking, this is the one that I got in on and got to hear the opportunity. I know no doubt that, amen, you know, the Bible speaks of out of Isaiah chapter 6, and it speaks about basically the whole chapter in Psalms 95. It's or Hebrews chapter 3 and Hebrews chapter 4 talks about if you will hear his voice. If you will hear his voice. You know that, and it talks about the day of provocation, amen. The day of irritation is really what that means. It's a day of being provoked to wrath. You know, he said, in my wrath I will not, because they don't always do err in their heart. What had happened is that the children, not only the children of Israel, but what is happening is when they had come to hear the voice, you know, we take it lightly, amen, to the point that as it stays over, you know, the Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. The word hardened there, like I said, means to render stubborn. It actually coincides with being stiff-necked, amen, not a head that's unbending, a person, a lifestyle that is unyielding, amen, that is straightforward, that will not bend, will not bow to the Word of God, and not adhere to the Word of God, and, amen. And we find that the example that at the very time that God poured out his divine nature, at the very time that the children of Israel, they're in the wilderness, that they drank from the rock, amen, and amen, and were provided for, and as Brother Green brought out, amen, they were in the Egypt, they were in the, what was it, represented the world, they were representative of captivity and of bondage, and, amen, and as they would come through, and as they came through the wilderness, and God calls them to be the survivalists, amen, in this wilderness, how he divinely fed them with manna from heaven, amen, and how they were divinely provided for every day, amen, every day that as the frost would come down and the dew would come down, and the next morning it went away, and there was the manna from heaven. There was bread, this light bread of coriander seed, amen, divine bread and divine water, and provision, amen, in the wilderness, in the hard places. That they had hardened their heart. They had rendered themselves stubborn and rebellious in a time when God had divinely, amen, amen, he wanted them to make them partaker of the divine nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. But as it says in, it says in Psalms 95, says in Isaiah 6, says in Hebrews 3 and 4, that these people always do err in their heart. They had erred in their doctrine. And, you know, I don't want to go over again what Brother Eddie brought out. I didn't get to hear Jim, but I'm sure he brought it out and all these things. But at the very time, amen, just like Brother Charles gave this example of a man that would hear the Word of God, these are people that hear the Word of God. These are people that are being divinely, amen, provided for. These were people, amen, these were people that are not down to it. They had come to a place of promise. This is a message for you, those of you that have been in the place of promise, that God has brought you through his divine word, that he's brought you out of your captivity, that he's brought you out of your bondage. The Bible says, Galatians 5, verse 1, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made thee free, be ye not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
The problem is why this message is so important tonight is it wasn't at the time that they were going through a trouble. It wasn't at the time that they were going through a trial. It wasn't at the time that they were going through the fire. It wasn't at the time that they were going through the flood. It wasn't at the time that they were being afflicted in sickness. This was a time when they were in the midst of the promise. This was a time when they had wandered, amen, and saw the mighty works of God. This was a time that the blessings were being poured out upon them, and that is the very time that they had hardened their heart. That is the very time, amen, that they had come into a place of stubbornness and rebellion. That's why this message is so important tonight, because it wasn't for the hardness of the way. You know, we are instructed in Timothy to endure the hardness of a good soldier of the Lord. But their hearts were hardened, amen. They had come and rendered, amen, tough, amen, not at a time, amen, when they were without. Amen. We read that, amen, that the scriptures, amen, that these people were divinely, amen. Their clothes didn't wear out. Their shoes didn't wear out. There was nothing, amen. They were in a place of promise, amen. They were in a land flowing with milk and honey. Church, you're there tonight. If you're a child of God, you are in that land of promise. You are in that place of promise. And take heed, beware, lest through the deceitful, the Bible says, exhort one another while it's called today, lest through the deceitfulness of the hardness of your heart. Amen. This is a time of warning, church, when everything's going all right, when everything's good. That is the time that you're going to harden your heart against the word of God, against the things of God, against the promises of God, against coming in there at the very time when everything's going right, at the very time when God's pouring out his blessings upon you. That is the time that you're going to harden your heart against him. That is the time, amen. Isaiah spoke about it. It's in Isaiah chapter 6. There again, the writer about it, Jesus spoke about it and relayed the scriptures in John chapter 12. You know, I want to sort of go another way here. In Mark chapter 3, verse 1, he says, this is talking about Jesus, and he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man which had a withered hand, and they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. Here is the leadership in the church. They were watching the Lord Jesus Christ in the synagogues, because they knew that there was a possibility that this man who had come into the synagogue time after time after time on the Sabbath, he came in with the withered hand, he left with the withered hand. Why? Because he was there on the day of rest. Then this works. Amen. They would have to do a works. They would have to rise up and do something. Church, we need to do a works, amen. We need to cease from the works of the flesh and come into the fruit of the Spirit, according to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. But they watched the Lord Jesus Christ, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day. Why did they watch him? Not to endorse him, not to encourage him, not to strengthen him, but to accuse him. Church, tonight I tell you that when you begin to do the works of the Lord Jesus Christ, there will be people that will gather to, not to encourage you, not to pat you on the back, not to console you, but to accuse you. Amen? Just as the accuser, he said what? In Revelation 12, the accuser of the brethren, night and day. The only way we can overcome him is by the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony, the hardness of the heart. This was leadership, spiritual wickedness in high places. This was the Pharisees. This was the Sadducees. This was the Sanhedrin. This was the council. This was the leaders. This was the high priest. Amen. This was the things. Amen. And he saith unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. In other words, he had told him there's something on him that he had to do. Come forth. Church, tonight God is saying to you, stand forth from whatever you have. Stand forth away from the hardness of heart. Stand forth from the Egypt. Stand forth from the captivity and come into my promise. If you will hear my voice, he said over there in Hebrews chapter 3, today the Holy Ghost is speaking to you. The very time you're going to harden your heart, your heart's not going to be. The Pharaoh's heart was not hardened until he heard the man of God, Moses, who had been drawn out of the water, come, let my people go. Oh, church, you need to know something. These religious leaders, the word calls them vipers. The word calls them sewers. about unrighteous leaders. I'm talking about unrighteous men. I'm talking about those who have the title. Amen. Some of them gather into the Bible, says in Daniel by flattering. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to know tonight, amen, that everything that it sparkles and everything is like gold. It's not gold. There's fool's gold out there tonight. But there's the gold, he said in Revelation, buy me gold tried in a fire. And he told this man with the withered hand, stand for. Church, it's time for those of you that are afflicted, that those of you that are sick, those of you that have a withered hand, those of you that have hardened your heart, it's time for you to stand forth before the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And let him speak in you. And he said unto them, he spoke to them, not to the man with the withered hand, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil? To save life or to kill? Is it lawful for me to save this man's life? Is it lawful for me to heal this man? Is it lawful? Is it in your law? But they held their peace. All the Bible says, even a fool is what considered wise when he keeps his peace. In Proverbs, amen, hallelujah. But these were not wise men. They were fools, because what? A fool despises instructions, the Bible says. Amen. That's what it says in Proverbs 1 and 7. And when he had looked round about them with anger, what did he say? He said, I swear in my wrath that they will not enter into my rest. Church, there are many underneath the sound of my voice right now that have heard the word of God, that have been in your synagogue, that have been in your temple, that have been in your church, that have been in your denominations, and you've been there on the Sabbath day. But church, I tell you right now, you'll never, never, never enter into his rest. Why? Because you have a hardened heart. Because at the very moment you begin to hear the word of God, you put up that barrier. You begin to put up that stubbornness. You begin to put up that rebellion. You begin, amen. You have to understand something. Pharaoh's heart was not hardened until he began to hear the voice of God, until he began to hear the word of God, until he began to hear the man of God. Oh, amen. You didn't bend. You didn't become stiff-necked until tonight, the opportunity, if you heard the voice. The very time that you hear the voice of God, you have to examine yourself and look at your heart. Have a heart examination. Amen. Amen. Because the physician is in. And he said, with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their heart. This is talking about leadership. This is talking about those that were ahead. He said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. Here he comes. Heal this man of a withered hand. Heal this man, and here's the council. Here's the Sanhedrin. Here's the Pharisees. Here's the Herodians. Here's the heroes of that day. What are they doing? First counsel. How are we going to kill him? How are we going to destroy him? It doesn't say this here. They smote him. Why did they smite him? Why did they hit him? Why did they bind him? Why did they blindfold him? It was because of their sin. It was because of the hardness of their heart. But Jesus withdrew himself, verse 7 says, and his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from the Galilee followed him, and from Judea. Amen. As he come, amen. And as he fed the people, the multitude, to give you one, a couple more scriptures, and we get back to Brother Yearwood. They went in, and the scripture teaches us in Mark chapter 8. They had come, and this was after the feeding of the 5,000 and the 4,000. They had the miracle, and they got on, amen. And the Bible says here in Mark chapter 8, verse 10, straightway he entered into a ship with his disciples and came into the parts of Dalmatia and Nuthea. And the Pharisee came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him, trying him. Amen. We realize that that's a common temptation. Neither shall you tempt Christ. They tempted Christ. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, why does this generation seek after a sign? Where I say to you, there shall not be no sign given unto this generation. What generation? The generation that have a hard heart. A generation that has a stiff neck. A generation that will not hear his word. They sought for a sign. When the sign, amen,
talks about another place. There'll be no sign given except the sign of Jonas there, that as he was in the heart of the earth, or the heart of the belly of the whale for 3 days, the Lord Jesus Christ would be in the heart of the earth for 3 days. That's the sign. On the third day, he would raise up. They sought for a sign. Church, there are some of you who need to sound my voice of seeking for a sign from heaven. Oh, he's already come. He's already been. And the sign wants to abide in you. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you hear his voice? And will you soften your heart? Will you let him write upon the tables of your heart? Amen. Will you let him take that heart of stone out and put in a fleshly heart? Will you let him, as he did on the Ten Commandments, with the finger of God, he wrote those on those tablets as Moses went before him and spoke to him face to face on the mountain. But tonight, as you stand before the sign of heaven, as you stand before the door of heaven, as it says in John chapter 10, will you let him write with the finger of God on the tables of your heart? Amen. Will you let him be the potter tonight? And will you let him give your heart to him? Amen. Will you let your heart be pliable? Amen. And let him make it all over again. And the Bible says, and he left them and entered to a ship again, departing into the other side. Now, the disciples had forgotten to take bread. Neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. And he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. All right? He was talking about their doctrine. Leaven is something that would generate or something that would cause, the leaven is like the yeast that would cause the rising of the bread. It would cause it. It's actually a spoilage process. It actually begins to spoil. It causes the rise up. It's actually a puffing up approach to make the bread rise up and make it be puffed up. Church tonight, there are many people trying to puff themselves up, amen, with the leaven and the doctrine, a false doctrine and teaching, amen, of their own belief and their own generation, amen, a generation that will not receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, and they reason among themselves, say, it's because we have no bread. That's not what he said. He said, beware of the leaven of the bread. Beware of the leaven. Beware of the doctrine that's in the bread. What kind of bread are you eating tonight? Are you eating bread that will cause your heart to be hardened? Are you eating bread tonight, amen, that has leaven in it, that is went out through the whole bread and been destroyed? Because year after year after year, day after day after day, here's a woman caught 18 years, she came into the synagogue, bent over, bowed over, a daughter of Abraham. Did they raise up their hands to heal her? Did they do anything? No, no, we can't do anything because it's the Sabbath. It's a rest. We can't do any work. Come back. Oh, that's right. You're not going to come back till the next Sabbath. Well, we can't do anything the next Sabbath. We can't get it. So here it is there. They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. There are people that are in churches right now that are pastors and leaders, amen, and amen, that are wandering in their own church, amen, and will never come unto his rest. But he'll swear in his wrath, amen. And the Bible says this. And when Jesus knew, he said to him, why reason ye? Because ye have no bread. Perceive ye not, yet neither understand. Have ye your heart get hardened? Now he's talking to the disciples. Wait a minute. Now are your hearts becoming hardened? Are you becoming stubborn and rebellious because you don't perceive that I'm talking about because you have no bread? Having eyes, see ye not, and having ears, hear ye not, and do ye not remember? When I break the five loaves among 5,000, how many fragments? A basket full of fragments kick you up. They say to him, 12. And when they, 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments kick you up? And they said unto 7. And he said unto them, how is it that you do not understand? When they had no bread, God gave them baskets full of bread. Church tonight, when they had the bread that was full of the doctrine, when they had the bread, when your heart is full of the leaven, of the ungodly counsel, when your heart is full of the leaven and your heart has been raised up because of the stinking doctrine that had filled your heart and hardened your heart. But tonight, just like they said before me, there's only one way, church. It's to hear the voice of the Lord. Hear the voice of the Holy Spirit tonight. He's calling unto you. And he's got some fragments. He's got some blessings for you tonight. If you'll receive it, if you'll render your heart, if you'll render your heart, a contrite heart and a broken spirit tonight, you'll come before the Lord Jesus Christ. But tonight, the blessings won't bring you. But will you rend your heart
and not your garment. Will you break your heart as the alabaster box is broken? Will you break that most precious thing? Will your heart be broken so that the Lord Jesus Christ can enter in and walk there among you tonight? It's up to you. Harden not your heart as in the day of provocation. Amen. Because he swore his wrath, you'll not enter his rest. Church, tonight we have an opportunity to enter in his rest, but you have to yield your heart unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, brother. You're right. I'm sorry.
Praise Lord. I appreciate that wonderful word there, Brother John. We got several prayer requests. We're going to turn in here and everybody to pray over, and so we've got about 10 minutes left here.
I'd like everyone to remember Israel tonight with all that's going on over there. And Brother Yearwood still needs healing in his eyes. He's got cataracts on his eyes and bleeding behind his eyes. So remember him. And went last night to pick my sister up at the hospital. She's still sick, and her blood pressure was way up, and then it dropped way down. So she really needs our prayers. She's needing her gallbladder removed, and she's got infection in her intestines and infection in her bladder, and she has ulcers. Just keep her in your prayers. Her name is Eloise. And a brother by the name of Eddie, he is on complete life support. Yesterday he was breathing 60% on his own, but not now. He's needing a miracle. And Sister Gladys said to remember her and her family, remember little Sarah, and she said to remember her Aunt Jo and Uncle Gary and Brother John. And Joy Christine says, please pray, I am having a hard time, had to make a tough decision. And my great niece went yesterday to see if she was a match for her mom that has leukemia, and she also needs a kidney transplant, so remember both of them. And remember Stanley Pickle. He's needing a miracle in his life, in his body. Sherry Chaplin is still recovering from the wreck that she had back in February, so remember her. Our church needs a miracle by tomorrow, so lift that Madisonville church God up. Pastor Crittenden needs a healing in his body, a 12-year-old girl that has stage 3 cancer. Martha Garcia has turned for the worst again. That's Brother Tony Garcia that comes on the broadcast with us from time to time. It's his mother, so let's remember her tonight. And pray for all of our families that need to be saved. Tracy and Billy said they need prayer tonight. Miriam and her family are at the U.S. Embassy, and they're still in danger, and until they get back to the States, they'll still be in danger over there. So just pray that they'll make it to the States safe. And also remember Pastor Saeed that's still over there in the prison. He's needing a miracle. Remember my brother and 3 nephews that lost their jobs in Springfield, Oregon. There was 750 people that lost their jobs, their workplace burnt. And remember Brother John's grandsons that have cancer. One has cancer and the other one has a rare disease. Brother John, do you have an update on them?
No, I don't, sister. I tried to get a hold of them the other day, and so it's still the same as far as I know.
Okay. And my nephew Rick needs salvation and deliverance. My brother Kim needs prayer and deliverance. And Martha and Bill Sexton and Keith Green has cancer. Remember him. And there's another sister that has cancer. God knows her name. That'll be all.
Hey, praise the Lord. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer and pray for all these requests and just trust God there with them. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come in agreement right now, Father.
Lord, we touch you tonight.
Father,
Lord, everyone has been given in.
Lord,
that good move, Father. In them,
bring them to you right now, Lord, and ask God to touch.
Lord,
that
you yourself.
Make them whole, Father. Them, Lord, that is lost. Lord,
Lord, Lord, give him grace, Father, in Jesus' name. Promise you that you'd move for her, God. Just name, Lord, her heart come into rhythm, Father.
Tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Yeah, I'm Brother Dwayne Van Hook, Reverend Dwayne Van Hook, Somerset, Kentucky, Open Door Church.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord there, brother. We got about 4 minutes there, so just go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Well, you know, God tells us not to harden our heart. You know, we don't have a whole lot of time. We don't have much time, and we'll be leaving here. Life's short as it is at best, but Jesus is coming soon anyways, Brother Yearwood, and we need to make sure we're ready. You know, no matter what part or which country anybody's in, God loves everybody the same. No matter if it's a red, yellow, black and white, brown or whatever, we're all the same in his eyes. Every country, God loves us all the same. Jesus made a way, praise God, that everyone that would and that wants to can go to heaven if they accept Jesus as their Savior and ask
Amen.
Jesus in their heart, amen, and confess their sins to him. But we must do that, you know, when overseas or in the United States or wherever we're at, if you ask him in your heart today, he'll save you. Man and women, boys and girls, he made heaven for us all. Praise God.
Man.
But you must ask him in your heart. The book says, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we don't want to harden our hearts. We don't have much time. Jesus is the only way. There's only one God. There's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ. The Bible says that he's the way, the truth, and the life, that no man comes into the Father but through and by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you're not a Christian,
yes, amen.
If you're a sinner, a backslider, why don't you ask Jesus to come into your heart? But you got to really mean it. You have to really mean it. And as quick as you believe in your heart, praise God, it happens when you ask him in your heart. Won't you pray this prayer like this? Won't you just say this prayer, make it your prayer, and then say your own prayer afterwards and mean it. Say, Heavenly Father, come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. Jesus, come into my life right now. Save me. Come into my heart. Forgive me my sins and wash my sins away. Amen. If you're a backslider, ask Jesus back into your heart. Say, Jesus, come back into my heart right now. And if you're not right with God, won't you just ask him to forgive you of your sin? Just ask him. Talk to him. He loves you. God loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. It's, thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the Son of God. Praise God that lived a perfect life, that came down from heaven, was born of the Virgin Mary. Praise God. And glory to God. He died on the cross, took the keys of death, hell, and the grave away from Satan. Satan, and he ascended to the right hand of the Father as the intercessor and a mediator between both God and man. So we don't want to harden our heart today, but please ask Jesus in your heart. I pray you do it now. Always remember, ask Jesus to save you and come in your heart. Praise God. If you don't have this revealed to you, ask Jesus to reveal himself to you. Ask him to reveal himself to you. If you really mean it, I know he'll reveal himself to you. Ask him in your heart now. Today is accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Now is accepted time to be saved. So just go ahead and say those words. Say, Jesus, save me and come into my heart and forgive me my sins. Amen. Okay, brother, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, praise the Lord. We appreciate you, sir. And I don't guess Brother Shannon got a chance to come on there tonight, so time is off, and I didn't get a chance to preach either. We've had a bunch of them on there, and we've sure to have enjoyed everything that everybody did. So,
Brother Ewood?
Yes, go ahead, Brother.
Brother Ewood,
yeah.
I want to say this before we get off. We need to remember our Christian brothers and sisters in Iraq. They've done give them a choice, either convert to Islam or be killed. And we need to remember them and hold them up before the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Go ahead, brother.
All right. Well, we sure appreciate it. We've gone off the air, but God knows all about it. So we'll just make it an unspoken request, and everybody just continue to pray for that situation right there. So God
Amen.
Bless everybody, and we love you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord, brother. God
Amen.
Bless you all.
God bless you.
Amen.
Bye-bye.